We have a principle, Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one is more constant than the other, one happens all the time, versus one that comes at once in a while. So generally speaking, we apply the principle of Tadir Kodem. So the discussion, and the Gemara talks about when you have Musaf and Mincha at the same time, you didn't have a Musaf and it's ready to Zman for Mincha. So that the Gemara has a debate. So, but we assume that Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem, you'd have a Mincha before Musaf. However, there's a discussion in the following Shaila. It seems to be Machlokas Rav Yitzchak Ochanan and Rav Moshe Feinstein about a person. I guess they come in late, whatever the case may be, but the Seabor's going to daven Musaf now. You haven't davened Shacharist yet, so you should you daven Tzvila B'Tzibor with the Musaf? Or should you daven Shacharist first, and then you're going to miss Musaf B'Tzibor? So, and as well, because Shacharis is Tadir, and Musaf isn't Tadir. It only comes up once a week, and sometimes a couple of times a week. So while it's Tadir, you would seem to, you should daven Shacharis first. So Rav Yitzchak Ochanan has the following pshat, that he thinks you should daven Musaf first. Daven Musaf B'Tzibor, and then daven Shacharis. Why? Because it's true we have a klal tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem, but we have another klal in the Mishnah in Tzvachim, makudiv v'sheino makudish kodem. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you, they're talking about the karbanos. The kohen's going to bring either two different people: one the karban shlamim, one the karban olah. So the karban olah has a higher level of kedusha. It's kachim. Kachim, so therefore you should bring the Ola first. You should bring the Ola first because Makudish ain't a Makudish Makudish Kodem. So Rav Yitzchak Ochanan wants to say a Chiddush that if you don't have a Musaf now, B'Tzibor, you're never gonna have a Musaf B'Tzibor. It's your only chance. So he says davening Tefila B'Tzibor is like it's Makudish. So therefore, even though it's unclear, the Gemara doesn't. According to Yerushalmi, it's a machlokas beis Hillel beis Shammai. So we'd go with Tadir, but according to the Bavli, it's unclear. And the Rambam writes, you choose, you pick your own. But Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan says, he seems, so he's picking, he thinks the Mekudesh wins, i.e. you should daven Tzvila B'Tzibor, because it's something you could never make up again. And Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees based on a rush. The rush was willing to daven Musaf B'Yechidus in order to avoid the shaila of davening, of having Mincha and Musaf at the same time. So that's a machlokas Rav Moshe Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, but based Rav Yitzchak Ochanan's call is Tadir Makudush. He's saying Makudush wins in this case. And that's, in fact, there's another shaila in the Achronim, no Debi Hud and others. Let's say you haven't davened Musaf and Mincha, but it's only a couple minutes to Shkia, and you only have time to daven one. I'll leave it to you whether it's a minute before Shkia or 10 minutes before Shkia. But you only have time to daven one Shmona Esrei. So which one should it be? So Pashas, you would say Mincha, because it's Tadir. However, others say, when Tadir, you know, Tadir, Tadir, Kodem, that's all things being equal. But over here, if I daven Mincha, then I'm going to miss Musaf completely. Rav Yitzchak Ochanan said you should daven Musaf over Shacharis, even though you're going to daven Shacharis in order to get Tefila B'Tzibor. So based on that, so it's even a lesser Chiddush to say here, you're going to miss Musaf completely. So if you're going to miss Musaf completely, so then you could say, to borrow Rav Yitzchak Ochanan's phrase, maybe it's Makudish, because you're going to miss Mincha, and the effort's like Tadir versus Makudish, and again, it's not so simple, we pass and Makudish wins, but definitely the option is Makudish. We see different shilas in the post-skim about when that we know Tadir Sheno Tadir Kodim, but that's all things being equal. If you're going to miss Tfilah B'Tzibur, so that's a machokas for Moshe or Yitzchak Ochanan. Rav Yitzchak Ochanan says, no, you daven Musaf because that's a Makodesh. And similarly, other Achronim saying the case, you only can daven one, you should daven Musaf because Mincha, you'll get Tashrumin on, there's no Tashrumin by Musaf. So therefore, that's also kind of like Tadir versus Makodesh. And therefore, one should daven Musaf, so they'll be able to daven Mincha with Tashrumin later.